The relationship between Pesach and Hallel really can go in one of two directions. If I asked you, would you think Pesach is a major holiday involving Hallel, yes or no? The response could either be, of course, there's so much extra Hallel. There's Hallel and Shul at night, the first couple of nights. Many have that minug. In our Shul, we have Hallel with the Bracha at night and Shul. There's Hallel at the Seder. It's a very unique Hallel. The Hallel is split up. There's no Bracha. We're sitting down. It's an interesting kind of Hallel. There's another Hallel at the Seder. And there's Hallel every single day. So on the one hand, Pesach is a very Hallel-esque holiday. On the other hand, according to the Halakha, there's no Hallel on most of the days of Pesach. We have a minhag to recite a half Hallel, but al pi Halakha, there's really no Hallel except for the first day. In Chutz La'aretz, Tzekar Yomah, the second day also. But aside from that, there really should not be, there really isn't a Halachic Hallel on the other days of Pesach. We have a minhag, and according to many Sfarim, they don't make a bracha, just like Rosh Chodesh, they don't make a bracha on Hallel, which is a minhag. Our custom is to make a bracha also on the Hallel, on Chol Hamoed, and the last days of Pesach. But we skip a couple of paragraphs indicating this isn't the real Hallel. So which one is it? Is Pesach a time of serious extra Hallel, or is Pesach a time without Hallel? In order to describe the different Hallels of Pesach, let's start by talking about why Pesach doesn't have the full Hallel for the entirety. And if I ask you what is the reason why there's no Hallel at the end of Pesach, the common answer given is not the earliest answer, I should say. What's the most commonly quoted reason why there's no Hallel at the end of Pesach? Because the Egyptians drowned our celebration and our song of praise regarding a miracle that involved even the enemies, even the wicked enemies drowning and dying. That facet of the miracle makes us dampen our simcha, and there's no real Hallel. That is actually not the classic or the earliest reason, though it is the most commonly quoted reason. The Gemara itself asks the question, and the Gemara itself gives a different answer. We're going to have to figure out what is the Gemara's answer, why there's no full Hallel, which really means why is there no Hallel on Pesach at the end, and why, in fact, there's another reason given. If you look in source number one, the Gemara Maseches Arachin. I did not make that up. There's a real Masech called Maseches Arachin. Often people call it Erchin, but the real terminology is Arachin, which has a lot of very technical values questions about donations to the Beis HaMikdash, but has a couple of good sugyas that are very, very halacha l'maisa. One is about Hallel. One of the main sugyas of Hallel and Shas is here in Maseches Arachin and Daf Yud. And the Gemara tells us in source number one, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Shimona Asar Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behenes HaHallel. There are 18 days where an individual recites the entirety of Hallel. What are the 18 days of the year when we say Hallel? Shmona Yemei Achag, all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Vishmona Yemei Chanukah, even though Chanukah is a rabbinic holiday, but the 8 days of Chanukah, Hallel, full Hallel with the bracha is said. The Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, just 1 day of Pesach. Minat Torah, in Eretz Yisrael, 1 day of Pesach has Hallel. The Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, and 1 day of Shavuos, 8, 8, 1, and 1, makes 18. Uvagola, and in Chutz Laretz, where they keep Yantiv Sheni, Esrim V'yachad, 3 more days. Sveikah D'Yoma of Sukkot, meaning Simchas Torah, Sveikah D'Yoma of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, and Sveikah D'Yoma of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos. Pesach is almost exactly like Shavuos in this sense. Sukkot has for all 8 days, the full Hallel with the Bracha, the real McCoy. And Pesach is kind of like Shavuos, one of its days, and in Chutz La'aretz too, but one of its days has the real Hallel. And the Gemara asks our question, Ma'ishna b'chag, why when it comes to Sukkot, the Amrina and Kol Yoma, we have a full Hallel every single day, Ma'ishna b'pesach, the lo Amrina and Kol Yoma, why is there not Hallel on Chol HaMoed and the last days of Pesach? Answers the Gemara, the chag, chalukin b'karban osehen, Sukkot has a different karban musaf every day, the Pesach ain't chalukim b'karban osehen. The karban musaf of Pesach is not different every single day. For those not very well versed in karbanos, you might notice in your musaf machzor, there's a big difference between the musaf machzor for Sukkot and the musaf machzor for Pesach. On Sukkot, it says, well, which day is it? The first day of Chol Hamoed, second day of Chol Hamoed, and in Chutzlars, we're taking a Sveikah D'Yoma, so it's Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRevi, Yom HaRevi, Yom HaChamishi. Every day of Sukkot has a different musaf insertion for that day. Whereas Pesach, it says, for the intermediary in the last days of Pesach, just say this paragraph. Vikrav Tam Yishet L'Lajem. So that's representative of the fact that the Karban Musaf was different. Different number of bulls that were offered every day of Sukkot, from 13, 12, 11, all the way down to 7. Whereas on Pesach, the Musaf was exactly the same. The Gemara makes no mention of Kriyas Yamsuf, no mention of people dying, no mention of the most commonly quoted reason. And also, what does that mean? Is that a distinction without a difference? What does that mean? Happens to be on Sukkot, there are different karbanos, and on Pesach, there aren't. And that technical detail makes all the difference, and now there's not going to be Hallel for the rest of Pesach. We're no longer joyous. We're no longer singing song because we turn less pages in the Machzor. Why is that a reason not to say Hallel on the rest of days of Pesach? Okay, we'll have to keep that question in mind. And the Gemara goes on, if that's the criteria, why Mara wants to know why other days don't have Hallel. Mara wants to know, hey, Shabbos has unique karbonos. Why doesn't Shabbos have Hallel? Gemara says, lo ikri moed. Shabbos doesn't have a status of a moed. Apparently, a moed is required to say Hallel. The Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh, to ikri moed lema. Again, we recite Hallel Rosh Chodesh as a minug. Even Ashkenazim recite a bracha on that minug. But Maker Adin, there's no Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sfardim don't make a bracha on that Hallel, which is a minug. Why isn't, asked the Gemara, why isn't the 18 days, why don't we include Rosh Chodesh, which after all is a moed? The Gemara says, lo ikdish ba'asiyas mulacha. It's not a real moed. There's no prohibition of doing work on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara goes further. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, those are Moadim, they are Asur B'Malacha. Why isn't there Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Gemara gives the answer, because Sifrei Chayim, the Sifrei Mesim, Suchim Lefanai, the Malachim asked Hashem, why isn't there Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, Hashem says, the books of the living and the dead are open, serious stuff is going on, there can't be real Simcha right now. The Gemara asks, "V'ha'chanukah d'lohachi v'lohachi v'kamar?" On Chanukah, there's no Esther Malacha on Chanukah, and Chanukah doesn't really have a status of a moed. So why does Chanukah get Hallel? Nor is it b'shem Nisa, because it's miracles on Chanukah. There's miracles. That's a reason to say Hallel. Gemara asks, "Purim t'ika Nisa lema? Why isn't there Hallel on Purim?" We quoted this before in our Purim Shir, different answers. Maybe it happened in Chutz Lartz, that's the reason why. Maybe the Megillah is the Hallel. We talked about the Meiri, who said, if you don't have a Megillah, you should actually say Hallel, a wild sheet of the Meiri. But the Gemara goes through that. If you read this Gemara, you kind of get buffeted all around. There's no real rhyme or reason here. It doesn't feel like it, at least. Gemara keeps throwing out factors. No, it has to be a Moed. Oh, a Moed? There has to be an Esther Malacha. Esther Malacha, but it can't be too scary of a day. Scary of a day? As long as there's Nisim, that matters as well. Nisim, only some Nisim. It's hard to get a sense from this Gemara what obligates a day, what obligates a person in reciting Hallel. Now, as mentioned before, the classical reason, the most commonly quoted reason, why isn't there Hallel on the end of days of Pesach, is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Rav Yosef Karo in source number 2 quotes from the Shibali Halakhet, quoting a Medrash Harninu. Medrash Harninu is a, I guess, type of Medrash. We don't really see those so often. But a Medrash Harninu says in source number 2, Sha'atam she'ein gomrim ha'halel kol yimei ha'pesach. Why is there not full Hallel at the end of the days of Pesach? Hulafi she'nitbe'u ha'mitzriyim. Because the Egyptians drowned. Uksib bin fol ayivcha al tismach. Do not rejoice and celebrate even when thy enemies are drowning and dying. Even though it's your enemies, evil people who deserve to suffer, that is not a reason for us to be singing. And that explains why there's no Hallel at the end of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Why isn't there Hallel on Chol HaMoed? No one drowned on Chol HaMoed. So the Taz, in source number 3, tacks on, well, Chol HaMoed can't be any better than the last days of Pesach. Chol HaMoed are only the intermediary days, whereas Shvi'i Shel Pesach is actually a day of Esther Malacha. If Masiyat HaTovim Bayam, people drowned, how could you sing, is a reason not to say Hallel on the last day, well then that automatically undermines any chance of saying on Chol HaMoed. This idea that there's a lack of Shira, there's a lack of singing Hallel when there is death of the enemies, really is sourced in source number 4. The Gemara itself gives this reason, not talking about us not saying Hallel on Pesach, but the Gemara does talk about this in the context of Priyas Yamsuf. In source number 4, in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mapalasan Shel Rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really rejoice when the evil people are killed. He'd rather that they do Teshuvah. The Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Mai Dechse Velo Karav Ze El Ze Kol Alayla, in the Parshas Bishalach, describing Parshas Bishalach, the Jewish camp and the Mitzriim, the night before Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish camp and the Egyptian camp didn't come together. Chazal say, no, that phrase, Karav Ze El Ze V'Yamar, reminds us of Malachim singing Shira, like we do in Kedusha. So the Gemara gives a drasha, Ba'osa Shah, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Lomar Shira Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim wanted to sing Shira along with Am Yisrael singing Az Yashir. Malachim wanted to sing Shira. Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma Seyarei Tovim Bayam. My creations, my dear Egyptian creations, are drowning in the sea. V'atem Omrim Shir Lefanai. You want to say Shira? A lot of questions we have to deal with in the Shir. One question is, why do we need this reason about Ma Seyarei Tovim Bayam? The Gemara gave us the reason. We didn't understand the reason. What are the differences of karbanos or lack thereof make a difference? But the Gemara gave us a reason. Why are we tacking on this other reason about since Fishal Pesach and Chol HaMoed by default, since they have suffering of the Egyptians, we can't sing about that. The Gemara gave a reason. Why do we need another reason? Secondly, this should bother us. If it's really so terrible to sing Shira when Egyptians drowned, hey, I have a question. Az Yashir. How is it okay for the Jewish people to sing Shira? The Jews sang Shira. Hashem said, oh, music to my ears. Malachim said, well, join in. Hashem says, no, you can't sing Shira. People are drowning. Anyway, back to the Jews singing Azeshir. Go ahead. How is that okay? And not only did they once sing Shira Sayam, we every single day sing Shira Sayam. And on Shvishal Pesach, we make a big deal. We sing it line by line in Psukei Dezimra. We make a big deal singing it as a Shira during Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah Tmimah and Sarsim Rav 5 asks these questions. Tzas Sarachi and Eich Amru Az Moshe B'Yisrael Shira. How is Moshe and B'nai Yisrael allowed to sing Shira Zayam? The Gam Eich Koronanu B'Shvishal Pesach. Parsha Sa Shira Acharei Tavias Mitzriyam. Mitzrayim Ha'isa Ba'oso Yam. How can we sing Shira? How did they sing Shira, Moshe B'nai Yisrael? How do we sing Shira? He says that the Beis Yosef, we just quoted this reason, we don't say Hallel on Pesach because it's a lack of respect to sing when people are drowning or we're commemorating people dying, even evil people, then why did they sing and why do we sing? We skip Hallel. We can't do a real Hallel. And then we go to Shira Sayam and we sing around. Isn't that a contradiction? So in Zimmer, we're singing Az Yashir with a lot of Simcha. Then we get to Hallel and we say, oh no, this Hallel isn't the real Hallel. Let's cut this Hallel short. Anyway, back to Laney. Let's sing Az Yashir together. It's the same event. How can we not sing because of the Tavias Mitzriyim, but then sing Az Yashir? And then he asks, that's the question. Why? Why wouldn't the Taina against the Malachim also apply to the Jews? Oh, so we're going to get to that distinction. We'll figure out how that applies for us. We'll get back to that distinction.
All the Malachim are singing to Hashem all the time.
Right. But on this occasion, they weren't allowed to sing, and the reason given to them should seemingly apply to us too. And then he asked the million-dollar question. This reason doesn't seem to make sense. This reason in the Medrash about Masiyat Tovim Bayam, they did sing. We still sing Az Yashir anyway. So what does it help to cut the hollow short? And also, who needs the reason altogether? The Gemara and Erechin already told us what the reason is because of the Karbanos. So to answer these questions, we're going to have to understand there really are two different mechayavim, two different obligations, two different aspects of Hallel. Because if we need two different reasons not to say Hallel on Shvishal Pesach, it must be addressing two different obligations, two different aspects, two different reasons why a person might and should say Hallel on Pesach. This idea of Salvechik spoke about, but Rav Schachter points out one of his farim that the Yeshuas Yaakov before Salvechik spoke about it as well. The Yeshuas Yaakov, of Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein, passed away in the 1830s, I believe. And his story always makes me smile. The story was with Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein, the Yeshuas Yaakov. It's a world-famous posik. His halachos, his tshuvas, his Yeshuas Yaakov, his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, is quoted all the time at Mishnah Berurah. It's a very, very well-accepted, very brilliant sefer to explain different halachic distinctions. So we're going to quote a piece from the Yeshuas Yaakov in just a moment. The story goes that he started off in a very small little shtetl, his first shteller, his first job, and he was seen to be a big rising superstar, but he got fired after only a few months. And that's because one Shabbos, there was a question in the shul about whether they're supposed to say Avarachamim. They weren't sure, whatever the Shabbos was, they weren't sure, should they say Avarachamim? So they said, we're going to go ask the Rav. They went to ask the Yeshuas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Meshulam, they said, do we say Avarachamim today? And he said, I'm not sure. I have to look it up. The people in the shul said, our brilliant Rav doesn't know the answer about saying Avarachamim? They fired him. Harsh. Don't get any ideas. They fired him for not knowing the halacha about Avarachamim. And he was very, very upset. He was very, very depressed. He had finally gotten a job, which is hard to do, and he lost his job over something like this. He felt low about himself. He felt low about his prospects. He was miserable. He was very, very upset. Happens to be the timing worked out perfectly. He was traveling to another city, and another city made a connection. It was a perfect time, and eventually he got the biggest shteller at the time in a gigantic town called Lvov. He became the Rav of that shul, which propelled him into international recognition, and he became the influential posik that he was because he got that job at the right time in Lvov. The story goes that years and years later, the head of the board who fired him from the old shul was visiting Lvov, and goes to visit the big shul, and he can't believe it. That young rabbi that they fired a couple of years ago, there he is on the dais of the biggest shul in the world. So after davening, he goes over to Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and he says, Hamana, I don't understand. How did you get this shteller? And he responded, it was the Av HaRachamim. Which is to say, A, yes, being fired from that incident actually put me in a position. Sometimes the negative things in life actually set us up. It was that Av HaRachamim that allowed me to actually accomplish what I've accomplished. But also, that's what Av HaRachamim means. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya, his Rachamim works in various different ways, even if we don't see them. The Yeshua Yaakov was a genius. He was deserving of every position he ever got, and he has a brilliant answer to explain why the Gemara has two different reasons. Why are there two different excuses not to say Hallel on the last days of Pesach? Must be that there are two independent reasons why one would say Hallel on Pesach. And the Gemara Pesachim in source number 6 tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah. When we find Shir HaSayam, we find a certain aspect of singing. Moshe Yisrael Amruhu B'Sha Sha'alu Min Hayam. When Bnei Yisrael left the Yam Sof, they sang Shir HaSayam. The Hallel Zeh Mi Amro. Yes, it's Psukim in Tehillim, but it could be that David HaMelech was recording songs that came before him, or maybe there wasn't a formalized text until he came along, but people had been singing Hallel, the Gemara assumes, before David HaMelech. Enters the Gemara, Nevi'im Shebeinehen Tiknu Lehen Yisrael. Early Nevi'im established the Takana of saying Hallel, Sheyu Omer Moso Al Kol Perek Uperek, which means Al Kol Regel V'Regel, the Rashbam explains, that on holidays they're supposed to say Hallel, the Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tavo Olayim, which is a euphemism to mean, and when bad things happen, Ukishe Ulikishe Negalin Omrim Oso Al Gu'ulasa. It turns out, the Gemara is telling us, there were two different independent reasons to say Hallel. One is for a moed, as the Gemara, if you look back in source number 1, I bolded it. Loikrei moed, moed matters, being a moed, being a regel, being an auspicious time of the year, a celebratory time of the year. It's a function of the simcha of the regel. And number 2 is about the tsar and the danger and the miracles and geulah that come, being rescued from danger. Says the Yeshua Siyakov in source number 7, the linira de lo kashamidi, the idea of having two reasons not to say Hallel, is not difficult to explain anymore. De be'emes inyan amiras Hallel b'chol yumei haregel lo mitam shenasa bones, ela she'inyan yumei haregel gorim la'amiras Hallel. Uvechag ha'shavuos, uvechag ha'sukos, omrim Hallel. The reason we say Hallel on Sukkos and Shavuos isn't because of a miracle. It's true. There were Ananiya Kavod on Sukkos, and there was Matan Torah on Shavuos, but that's not the reason. We're not commemorating a miracle by saying Hallel. The reason we say Hallel on Shavuos and Sukkos is because it's a regel. On a regel, we express our simcha in the form of Shira, in the form of Hallel. But Amnam bimei Chanukah yesh Hallel. Chanukah also has Hallel. As the Gemara pointed out, Chanukah does not have a status of a moed. So why does Chanukah have Hallel? As the Gemara said, there was a takana to say Hallel for each perek and perek, meaning each regel. And there was another reason to say Hallel because of tzeros that come, antiochus that came, challenges that came, and being rescued. And Purim as well. The Gemara discusses why there isn't Hallel on Purim, or there is Hallel on Purim, but Purim also, when we were threatened by Haman, there should be, or there could be, or there maybe there is, an aspect of Hallel. What would you say about Pesach? Shavuos and Sukkos are clearly the regel aspect. It's a holiday. Chanukah is clearly the nes aspect. What would you say about Pesach? Is Pesach about a holiday on the calendar? Or is Pesach about commemorating nisim that were? The answer is both. Pesach has two reasons to say Hallel. Pesach is actively commemorating a miracle, like Chanukah. That's a reason to say Hallel. And Pesach is a chag, one of the regalim, like Shavuos and Sukkos. And that's a reason to say Hallel. And on the first day of Pesach, we are reciting Hallel for two reasons. On the last day of Pesach, we should be reciting Hallel for two reasons. The seventh day of Pesach is a moed. There is an Isra Malacha on the seventh day of Pesach. And we're commemorating Kriyas Yamsuf. Two different reasons to say Hallel on the last day of Pesach. Even if Chol HaMoed, like Rosh Chodesh, doesn't have Isra Malacha per se, but at least the last day of Pesach should have Hallel. For two reasons. Says the Yeshua Yaakov, hence why we have two reasons not to say it. Just like Shavuos and Sukkos, the gam zecher lahanes shenasabo b'kriyas yamsuf ukamosha amri Yisrael be'esahishira, just like Chanukah. V'hinei amasha hayaroy lomar halal misham kavod hamoed. The Gemara answered that it's not really a moed anymore because the karbanos are not different. We'll get back to that in half a second. And as far as the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, the miracle reason to say Hallel, the Gemara said, it's not like Chanukah. On Chanukah, we're celebrating the Chanukah HaMizbeach. We're celebrating being saved. But over here, the actual miracle of being saved, the actual miracle of the sea splitting, involved the deaths of the Egyptians. It's true, the enemies died in the Chanukah story too, but the miracle of the Pach Shemen, the miracle of survival of Jewish destiny, didn't, the miracle itself didn't involve the deaths. Whereas by Kriyas Yamsov, the miracle of the sea did in fact involve the deaths. Two reasons to say Hallel, so we need two reasons not to say Hallel. What was this idea about the Karbanos? So Rav Schechter explains this in source number 8, Shem Rav Soloveitchik. He says that the idea of the Karbanos represents the Kedushas Hayom, and the fact that Sukkot has a different Karban Musaf, a different amount of animals, a different Kedushas Hayom for every single day, each day is a new Mechayev Midin Regel. From the Regel aspect, from the Yantiv Moed aspect, each day with a different Karban has a status of a different Moed, of a different day of Moed. Each day has another Mechayev, another obligation from the Regel perspective to say Hallel. If you look halfway down source number 8, Ma She'ein Kein Bimei HaPesach She'einam Chalukim B'Karban Oseihem. What that means is that they have the same Karban for every single day, the same Karban Musaf. And our Tefillas Musaf is the same thing. Kolomar b'chol shiva simei ha-pesach kelulim hema tamid b'chada parshasa b'torah. V'yesh kedushas hayom achas hanem sheches l'chol zayin hayamim. It's one chiyav simcha for all of Pesach. V'yesh chiyav echad shel simcha, and therefore it's one chiyav halel. What Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, in the next paragraph, is a wild chiddush. Based on this idea, it's not really that it's the first day versus the second day of Pesach. It's that there's one Mechayev of Simcha from the regal perspective for the holiday of Pesach. And therefore, Moshe Soloveitchik said lahalacha, if a person was ill and for some reason wasn't able to recite Hallel Shalem, the full Hallel on the first and second day of Pesach, and their first chance to actually say Hallel on Pesach is the second day of Chol HaMoed, he felt you should recite the full Hallel with the bracha, the full Hallel skipping nothing. It isn't that there's something wrong with the fourth day as opposed to the second day or the first day. It's that Pesach is one long regel. And therefore, from the Moed perspective, there's one Mechayev, there's one obligation from the regel perspective to say Hallel. So if you already said it on the first and second day, there's no longer reason to say it again. But if for whatever reason you wouldn't have said it on the first day, the first chance you have to get it, you still have one Mechayev from the regel side, you have one obligation. So even if that came on day 3 or day 4, because somehow you were ill, or miss the chance to say it on day one, it's one Hallel per Simcha, and it's one Simcha on Pesach, so from the regular perspective, it's going to be one. This is the Yeshuas Yaakov's idea. Two Hallels, two different reasons for Hallel, and Pesach on the first day has two reasons to say Hallel. We are commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracle, just like Hanukkah, the miracle. And number two, once per this Moed, it's once per this Simcha, unlike Sukkot, which has Simcha Yaseira, Torah says Simcha again and again and again by Sukkot. By Pesach, it's all combined into one paragraph. It has Ka'ilah, that's very exciting, which is actually very good, because otherwise you wouldn't read it every single day, and people wouldn't get into their Ka'ilahs. But Pesach has a certain sense of Simcha, but it's one Simcha, so it's once preemptive from the regular perspective. When it comes to the end of Pesach, there may have been another reason to obligate us. True, from the Simcha, a regular perspective, we already did it once per Pesach, and that's over. But why shouldn't there be another obligation to recite Hallel now at the end of Pesach? Because now there's a miracle we're commemorating of Kriyas Yamsuf. To that, the Beis Yosef quotes the Medrash and says, there's another reason why we don't say Hallel, because there's another reason why you would have said Hallel, because that miracle was tainted by the fact that people died, even the enemies, people died at that time. If Hallel really can, so now we have a technical, but not just technical, we have a Yesod, we have an idea of understanding two different aspects of Hallel, an expression of Simchas Hayantiv, an idea of commemorating a miracle of old. And Pesach, we asked, is Pesach very Hallel-oriented or not so Hallel-oriented? The answer is, one part of Pesach is super Hallel-oriented. The first half of Pesach really doubles and triples up. I guess just doubles up. Doubles up on this Hallel. It's a Moed. This is the first time we're expressing Simcha this holiday. And this miracle is a Bitzias Mitzrayim, Makos Bechoros, leaving Mitzrayim, we're very excited. The second end of Pesach is even less Hallel-esque than the other holidays, because its sense of Simcha has already been expressed once per holiday. And this miracle that came again later was a miracle that we're not so proud of. Which raises the question, if we're not so proud of it, had it been a Yisrael sing Shir HaSayam, and how do we continue to sing Shir HaSayam? So if you look at the Marsha in source number 9, in his commentary to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that was the Gemara that said, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira in real time during Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hashem said, people are drowning, this is not the time to be singing Shira. The question obviously, as everyone asked, is, then how are B'nai Yisrael allowed to sing Shira? Marsha is very cryptic. Let's see if we can use his idea to build on something very meaningful, not just for the end of Pesach, but something for the first half of Pesach as well. We are now going to actually uncover a third aspect of Hallel. It was already enough of gymnastics when the Yeshua Yaakov told us that there's two aspects of Hallel. The Gemara told us the two aspects of Hallel. There's the regal aspect of Hallel, Simchas HaRegel, and there's the idea of commemorating a Nes. But now the Gemara is going to give us another distinction. In source number 9, V'od Yesh Lomar D'Shira D'Ka'amar Hacha, when the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, they didn't want to sing Shira Sayam. Hainu Hallel, it's a misnomer. In this context, Shira doesn't mean Shira, Shira means Hallel. We'll have to figure out what's Hallel and what's Shira and why are they different. Good, we'll have to figure that out. But says the Marsha, Avala Az Yashir, Ein Lachash. For Bnei Yisrael to sing Shira, Shira Sayam, that's fine. But Malachim wanted to sing Hallel. The Gemara said Shira. Sometimes the Gemara uses the word Shira to mean Hallel, like we saw in the Gemara in Arachin at the beginning, that the Malachim wanted to sing Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean Shira, that means Hallel. The Malachim's question was, why aren't Bnei Yisrael saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So sometimes the Gemara will, as a misnomer, use the word Shira, but really it means Hallel. And that's the Marsha's answer. What does he mean? What is the difference between Hallel and Shira? We already took the Yeshua's Yaakov's brilliance and said there's two types of Hallel. Now we have to keep track of a third category. There's something else. There's something else. Because the aspect of Hallel commemorating Aeneas can be dampened by the fact that people died during that miracle. That miracle is not something to really sing and dance about, because unfortunately on the other side, even evil people, but evil people died. Then there's the Shira. Apparently Shira transcends that. Shira is allowed to be sung even when people are dying at that moment. Bnei Yisrael, we're singing Shira. We sing Shira on Shvi Shal Pesach. What is the difference? Perhaps the difference, what I mentioned before, Neil mentioned before, a major difference between Malachim singing Hallel from the sideline and Bnei Yisrael singing Shira from the actual incident, the actual salvation itself. The Torah Tmima, who raised the question earlier of, hey, how did they sing Shira? How do we sing Shira? In his other sefer called Tosefes Bracha, in source number 10, he answers that question. Look at the second paragraph. He explains, Iker Yisod Tam HaShira Shel Yisrael, when the Jewish people sang Shira Sayam, that is not the same thing as Malachim from the sideline trying to sing Hallel. From the sideline, they would say, great, good things are happening right now. Hashem says, good things are happening right now. My creations are drowning. No way. What makes Shira different? Says the Torah Tamima, says the Tosefes Bracha, the Jewish people's Shira was founded on Musav al Chupasham Chofesh, their freedom. Mishmishiabudam leparo v'yetziyasa me'avdas lecheres. Because we were experiencing a sense of cheres, we were experiencing a sense of liberation, a sense of being saved from our torturous Gehenna Mitzrayim. V'im derech agav, zachru gam me'inyan paro v'tfiyasa bayam. Yes, as Yashar does mention them sinking like stone and them drowning, it does mention that. Sus v'rachvo rama v'yam. Zehu rak derech agav. Hispalus nafshem al kol nasa imahem. We're really describing being saved. Hashem passed us through and he allowed us to be saved and our enemies drowned. They're not singing the enemies drowned. They're saying our salvation was our tormentor. Stop tormenting us. And they disappeared and we're safe now. Avalohasu pratza le'ikr. The main song wasn't, yay, they're dead, hooray. It was, we are safe. We experienced a miracle that allowed our tormentors to stop chasing after us, to stop beating us over the head, to stop chasing us at our heels. We're finally free. We were free kind of 7 days ago when we left Mitzrayim, but then they came chasing after us. The Gemara of the freedom hasn't happened until now. And therefore, it's appropriate to sing Shira at this time, even if it involves mentioning things that ended the lives of certain people. V'lo kina malachim, says the Torah Tmima. That's not the same thing as malachim when they wanted to sing Hallel. Him lo hayu b'Mitzrayim, they weren't in Egypt. Lo nishtabdu l'paro, they weren't enslaved. Lo avdu oso, and they weren't the ones having to make all those, I guess not pyramids, but all the terrible hard work. The chol ra'al lo ona lehem, and they didn't have to encounter all the oppression and torture. V'lechein ein lehem kol cho v'regesh lo hodos u'l'shorer al davar shlo chashu v'lo hargishu. And they have no business getting involved to sing from a sense of freedom, from a sense of inspiration that never occurred to them. The Nishar Tam Shirasim Rak Al Adam Mitzrayim. All they're excited about is the Jews are safe. And look, evil is drowning. And for that, Hashem says, no. This is not a time to be celebrating evil drowning. We don't celebrate and sing and dance when evil drowns. Look at the next page. Says the Tosefes Bracha. That's Pshat, why the song starts out, Aziv Zimras Ka by Ahili Yeshua. way he explains it is, it's because Aziva Zimras Ka, the reason why I'm allowed to sing a song now. The Malachim can't sing right now. Do you know why Bnei Yisrael said? Do you know why Moshe Rabbeinu said? Do you know why Miriam said? Do you know why we're allowed to sing right now? Aziva Zimras Ka, why can I sing right now? Vayehi li Yeshua, because God has saved me. If God has saved me, and I personally am experiencing a sense of freedom, a sense of salvation, that is a mechayev to sing Shira. It turns out that there's something else going on here in addition to our two aspects of Hallel. There is something called Hallel as a part of Simchas HaRegel. There is something called Hallel to commemorate a miracle that happened a long time ago, like commemorating the miracle of Chanukah, the miracle of Yom HaAtzmaut. We sing Hallel what happened a long time ago. And then there's something called Hallel B'Shas HaNes, which is called Shira. Shira is this third aspect of Hallel. It's not because of a regel, and it's not commemorating a miracle of old. It is by the people who are experiencing the salvation in real time, they respond in real time with an outburst of song called Shira, called Hallel B'Shas HaNes. If that's the case, we can understand why the Malachim couldn't sing Shira. That means they couldn't sing Hallel. They couldn't sing Hallel as an outsider, commemorating, hey, something exciting is happening over there. Hashem says, over there, something exciting is happening. People are drowning, don't get involved. Bnei Yisrael weren't singing Hallel. They were singing Hallel B'Shas HaNes, a.k.a. they were singing Shira. That Hashem says, this spontaneous burst of song for those who are experiencing an ongoing miracle right now, and you're praising your salvation as opposed to the suffering, that's appropriate. If you think, I think the common custom is when singing Az Yashir, I believe that the exalted trump that we use is typically reserved for the parts of Az Yashir that talk about being saved. And any parts that have to do with people drowning, I think that the common custom, in many shuls the common custom is for those psukim in Az Yashir to recite those with regular trup. There's a certain exalted trup that we use in Az Yashir specifically for the part that expresses our simcha. We have to mention them drowning because our salvation, being attacked by them, being murdered by them, we talk about them drowning and getting off our backs. But the real ikar simcha, the part that we actually sing in Shira Sayam, is the aspect of being saved. That explains why they were allowed to sing Shira. What about us? We said we're not allowed to say Hallel, even the second aspect of Hallel as a remembrance, commemoration for Anais, we don't do because, Beis Yosef told us, the second aspect of Hallel, Maaseh Anitofim Bayam, that applies to us too. We're not going through it. That applies to the Hallel. But why do we sing Shira on Pesach? Why do we sing Shira Sayam, Psukei Dezimra? Why do we sing Shira Sayam in Kriyas HaTorah? Because in a certain effect, we are experiencing it now. Mishabura writes in source number 11, he quotes in the Zohar, V'yomar shiras hayam v'simcha v'yadame b'daito ki'ilu b'oso hayom avar bayam. A person experiencing shiras hayam, a person experiencing kriyas yamsuf, is not remembering of old. The hallel that we would have said would have been a hallel commemorating something of old, similar to Chanukah. So that hallel has to be half. When we sing shiras hayam, every day I'm Sukkot to Zimra, and extra excitedly on Parshas Beshalach, and extra excitedly on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. You know why that's allowed? Because it's not Hallel because of a regel. It's not Hallel as a remembrance of a Nes like the half Hallel is. This is Hallel B'Shas HaNes. This is the third aspect. This is Shira. We are singing Shira Sayam. We are living it now. We are breathing it now. We are going through it now. And therefore, just like they did, we do. We are allowed to sing Shira, because unlike the Malachim who weren't involved, we are involved. We, me, living in New York, I'm involved. Yes, you're involved. You are experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf today. So Hallel we're not going to say. This Hallel would be a Zikaron, the Chanukah of an old Nes. But to sing Shira Sayam, to sing it out loud, at least the parts, the excitedly parts, the parts that we were saved, Aziva Zimras Ka, because Vahili Lishua, that we're going to sing. Amazing. Amazing. This idea of muting the Hallel only applies to Hallel as an outsider, remembering an event of old, but to actually experience it now, B'Shas Maisa, to relive and renew that experience, elevates us to a status of Hallel Ba'osa Shah, Hallel Ba'osa Hanes, Hallel going on as the miracle is happening, which is called Shira. Amazingly, this third aspect of Hallel might just explain all the anomalies about Hallel that we have at the Seder. Hallel we have at the Seder is a very, very, very unusual Hallel. It's the Hallel, Ma'anishtana, Hallel Azem, Mikol HaHalelos. That makes any sense. Why is this Hallel so unique? Think about it. Normally, Hallel has a bracha. Ashkenazim even make a bracha when making Hallel, which is a minug. And yet here we are on Pesach night, at home at the Seder, and we're not reciting a bracha on that Hallel. Also, Hallel at night, that's kind of weird. Normally, Hallel has to be done by day. Hallel sitting down at the Seder? Why are we doing that? Doesn't seem like regular Hallel. Why is the Hallel split up? Two paragraphs in the beginning during Magid, the rest of it Hallel before Nirtza, after Brachas HaMazon. This Hallel is a weird Hallel. It's not the right position. There's no bracha. It's not the right time. It's not the right order. We're splitting it up. Why does that make any sense? Amazingly, it turns out the Hallel at the Seder is not Hallel. He had it labeled wrong. The Hallel at the Seder is not Hallel. You know what it is? It's Shira. In fact, the Gaonim say this. The Ran in source number 12, quotes from Rav Haigon 1,000 years ago, addressing the question, why is there not Hallel? Why is there not a bracha on Hallel at the Seder? In source number 12, Rabbeinu Haigon, Zal Kasa B'tshuva, She'ein Mevarchin Al Hallel Shebelele Psachim, Ligmor Es HaHallel. We recite the full Hallel. There's no bracha. How weird is that? She'ein anu korin oso b'toras korin. We're not reading Hallel in the sense of reading Hallel. Ela b'toras omer shira. We are singing Hallel tonight. Before I showed you the previous section, you would have said, what's the difference between kori es haHallel? The bracha is lekro es haHallel. Can't make a bracha. We're not being kori es haHallel tonight. We are being shorer. We are singing Hallel tonight. Again, you can ask the question, is that a distinction without a difference? What does that mean? What's the difference between reading Hallel and singing Hallel? But based on what we just saw before, we have enough information to answer that question. Hallel is an obligation because of the Simchas HaRegel. A second aspect of Hallel is a Hallel to remember a miracle of old. And there's a third aspect, which we called Hallel B'Shas HaNes, a.k.a. Shira, which means living the song, living the experience right now. Is there a more poignant way to express what Hallel is at the Seder than reliving it? Isn't the Seder all about reliving what happened? Are we commemorating an event of old at the Seder? Or are we experiencing something right now? The Emek Bracha in source number 13 spells this out in the most beautiful way ever. If you take one thing from tonight, let it be this Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha of Aryeh Pomeranchik was a Talmud of Chaim Brisker, passed away, Rachman al-Tzlan, at a very, very, very young age, in his young 30s. Terrible. A tremendous Talmud Chacham wrote a sefer called Emek Bracha, a tremendous lumdus, Brisker lumdus, and also beautiful hashkafic ideas that tie into lumdus. Passed away in the 1940s. Listen to this idea. Take this idea. Take it tonight. Take it to the Seder. Take this idea of the Emek Bracha. He's bothered by, if you look in source 14 first, the structure of the Haggadah, toward the end of Magid, we have this paragraph, B'chol Dor V'Dor, person's obligated to view him or herself like they actually experienced the Exodus itself. We're not remembering Hashem saving our ancestors. We were saved. Lefichach sounds like we're making a connection. Because that's the case, we're obligated to sing Hallel. And how do they call this Hallel? We're now going to sing a Shira. Notable. Shira. Shira Chadasha. A new song. I have some bad news for you. The song isn't so new. You know what the song is? It's Hallel. It's Halleluka. Hallel Avdei Hashem, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. What makes that a new song? Can you imagine if an artist put out an album today? I have this new song. It's called Hallel. Plagiarism. Moshe Rabbeinu said that. David HaMelech said that. Fired. What are you talking about? What makes this a Shira Chadasha? This is no Shira Chadasha. This is a regular garden variety, old, very, very not Chadasha Shira. So what does that mean? Hold on to this Emek Bracha. Keep it. Hada Anu Amrim, back in source 13. Benoma Lefanav Shira Chadasha. Lechora Lama Osa Shira Nikres Chadasha. What makes this Hallel we're about to sing at the Seder new? The Habeir Hu. Delo Dami Amiras Hallel. She'anu Omrim B'Pesach. Lamiras Hallel. She'anu Omrim B'Chanukah. You could have thought that the Hallel at the Seder, if you had to match it up to which type of Hallel is it, if you only had two types of Hallel, you would have said, well, is it the Hallel on the Regel? Well, the Hallel on the Regel really is in Shul tomorrow morning. Just like Hallel on Shavuos is in the morning, and Hallel on Sukkos is in the morning. No, the Hallel on Shul, Pesach morning, that's the Hallel on the Chag. I would say that Hallel at the Seder is just like Hanukkah. We're commemorating a miracle. Says the Emek Bracha, no. That would be a mistake to think that the Hallel we say at the Seder is remembering the Nes, just like we remember the Nes of Hanukkah. After Shneim Heim Hallel al Nes, they're not the same. Mishum da Amiras Hallel b'Chanukah, Ein hanes mechayev hashta lomar alav halel. It isn't that when we experience Chanukah thousands of years after the story, that there's an obligation now to say halel. Kevan danes kvar avar. The nes happened a long time ago. Ukvar avar avoseinu alav halel b'shaito. Take a look at the Chasam Sofer, the Netziv. They discuss this idea of maybe halel on Chanukah was daraisa. Maybe halel the first year was daraisa. This idea of halel b'shas hanes. Those who experienced Matisyahu and his sons, they said halel as they were experiencing in response to the nes. Umasha anu omrim hashta halel. When we say halel on Chanukah, the second aspect of halel, it's not the regular aspect, it's the nes aspect of halel. Eino ala takanas chachamim lezikaron al hanes hahu she'amru alav avasinu halel. They said halel, and we're saying the same, pay attention, old halel. Why is it an old halel on Chanukah? We're just saying what they said. They had a real reason to say it. They experienced the miracle. They were really singing Shira. We say Hallel, the second part of Hallel. The second aspect of Hallel is, we remember Anais. It's the same old song that they once sang, and we continue to sing their old song. Aval, Amiras, Hallel, Belel, Pesach, Eino, Mishum, Anais, Shalav, Seinu. We're not saying Hallel tonight, on Seder night, like we say Chanukah Hallel, to remember that they used to sing Hallel. We're not saying Hallel tonight because they were once saved a long time ago. El Mishum Haneh Shalanu. It's we are experiencing right now a reason to say Hallel. This is the context of Hallel in Magid. V'zeu sha'anu omer, b'chol dar v'dar chayvam l'rasmus ha'asbo, ki'ilu hu yatsmi mitzrayim, shalo asav oseinu bovad ga'al, ela af osanu ga'al, sh'nemar, v'osanu hitzil. That's it. We are experiencing. And it's because, and the Rambam writes, a person is chayav laharos es atzmo, not just to be liros es atzmo, internally laharos, to walk around, to carry a matzah on your shoulder, to act out the hitting with the celery, whatever cool customs you have at your Seder, to actually act out the story, laharos es atzmo, to relive the story. You know what that leads to? Rambam says, imagine yourself, act as yourself, as a slave. Imagine yourself enchained and restricted and unable to do the things that are valuable to you, unable to do anything. And imagine yourself going from that state of paralysis, that state of being totally shut down, and going free. Live through that experience on the Seder night. Says the Emek Bracha where it's bolded, V'zehu sha'anu m'saymim. How do we go from paragraph 1 to paragraph 2 in source 14? V'chol dar v'dor lefichach. Lefichach doesn't just mean, all right, moving on, let's say halel. Lefichach means because we are obligated to view it as if we ourselves, not as if, we are ourselves going through that miracle, therefore, this halel is different. Therefore, we're not going to even be doing halel right now. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos, perish, kevan she'anu be'atzmenu yatzanu ata lechiras. We started the Seder with halach ma'anya, we started as poor people, and now we re-experience the shibud. Maskel b'gnus, and Messiah b'shevach, we re-experience the story and the makos and the drushos. V'chol hanisim shel geulas Mitzrayim asa gam lanu. We are now experiencing, and we just experienced it ourselves. Lefichach, that's the lefichach. That's the reason why anu chayavim lomar shira al hanei shelanu. We're not saying halal now on what happened a long time ago. This is not the halal on the chag. This is not even the halal on the old miracle, like Hanukkah's second aspect of halal is. You know what it is? Look at the end. Binomar hashta lefanav shira chadasha. This is a shira chadasha, perish. Hashira shalanu eina al ne shalav oseinu, the same old song that they sang. The words might be the same. The words might be similar. Ela al geula seinu. Uleficha hi chadasha al nisim chadashim shalanu. We are experiencing it now. Think about this idea. This third aspect of halal at the Seder is not halal mishum regel, and it's not halal mishum zikaron hanes like Chanukah. It is experiencing the miracle just now. B'chol dor v'dor, we just experience geula ourselves. If we just experience geula ourselves, lefichach, therefore we are obligated to sing shira. Not halal 1, not halal 2, but halal 3. Halal ba'os hashah, halal ba'os, as anes is going on. Halal b'shas anes, a.k.a. shira. Shira Chadasha. That song becomes alive. That song becomes new. Flows so beautifully to really highlight for ourselves what we're doing during the Seder when we say Hallel. We have to recognize, yes, it's a regel. Yes, miracles of old happened. But now we're uncovering that while the second half of Pesach might be Hallel light, the first part of Pesach is Hallel heaviest. To Tomorrow morning, we're going to recite Hallel on the Chag. And there's also an aspect of singing Hallel for the Nisim that were. But on this night, with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are reliving the story. We are living through the story. We are experiencing Geula ourselves. And this song tonight is not Hallel 1, and it's not Hallel 2. It is Shira, the kind of Shira that doesn't take into account other people's suffering. We're not focused on them. Who's focusing on them? We're living through the freedom. Who cares what they're going through? People died on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. People ask that question too. How can we say Hallel on this night? Masi Ani Tovim Bayam on the end of Pesach. Why don't we say the firstborns were dying on the first night? How can we sing Hallel? We're not singing Hallel. You know what we're singing? We're singing Shira. And we're experiencing our freedom. And as we, not Malachim on the sideline, not us remembering thousands of years later, as we experience it right now, just like Shira Sayam, we can sing because we're experiencing it right now. The Hallel at the end, that's a Hallel for remembering the Nes. That we don't really say on the end of Pesach. But the Shira Sayam, we're living through it, we say that. The equivalent of Shira Sayam for the end is this Hallel that we say Leil Seder. And this Hallel is so unique. It's not the regular Hallel. Our Rebbe, Rav Eli Reich and Shalavim pointed out, a regular Hallel is very formalized. It's very regimented. Hashem says, hear ye, I want you to remember that this is a Chag, and remember the old miracles I did for you. So everyone stand up, make a blessing. We are now about to read the Hallel. We're going to read it. We're going to lekrav as a Hallel. We're going to read the Hallel. We're going to make a bracha. We're going to all be on the same page. We're all going to be able to formalize by making a bracha. Hinei buchan mezuman. We are now about to do something. That's not spontaneous. That's very regimented, rule-governed. Are people suffering? Should you say it? Should you not say it? Only by day, only standing with the bracha. Say it all together. Follow the instructions. Don't skip anything. Hallel on Seder night, Rav Reich pointed out, is Shira in the sense of this overwhelming spontaneity. This overwhelming sense of love. And it doesn't matter, we're sitting down. It's informal. And we're not making a bracha. I'm now about to. No, I'm about to. When we read the Bechol Dor V'Dor and we really experience the Seder, Lefichach says, we just naturally flow into it. Lefichach, there's an obligation. Chayavim Lahodos. We are experiencing it now. Lefichach Chayavim. There's no time to stop and make a bracha. Here you are. I'm obligated. I must do this because God said, not because God said so. We're obligated because we're obligated. We're living through it right now. So we say it informally, without a bracha, sitting down, whatever time it happens to be. It's nighttime, this is when it actually happens. So then we're saying it right now. And we'll say part of it now. We'll say the part of it now, most relevant. Hallo Abdei Hashem, B'tei Shami Mitzrayim. We'll say the first parts that are most poignant, most relevant to the actual Gula right now. And we'll get to the rest later. We can't stop ourselves. We just naturally, without being able to stop ourselves, start reciting the first two paragraphs. Not reciting. Singing Shira Chadasha. We can't stop ourselves. This Hallel doesn't have the status of a formalized Eved praising Hail to the Chief, as Rav Reich like to say. Hail to the Chief. Dun, 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 dun. Everyone has to stand at attention. No, this is not an Eved in front of the President or in front of the Malach Malchei HaMelachim even. This is a child with his father. He doesn't have to knock. He doesn't have to ask, can I sing praise to you now, please? What? No, just get in here. Give me a hug. Just, it feels like an obligation. It's already happening right now. Rav Reich quoted from Rav Shlomo Fisher, who pointed out, if you look at our last source for tonight, in source 15, when we speak about these miracles in Maariv, in Berachos Kriyas Shema, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, we get this sense of this loving connection of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who didn't follow the rules for us. He did open miracles of the Makos and Makos Becharos and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. He didn't act formal. He didn't follow any rules of nature. Hashem said, whatever it is, I got to get you out of there. And we say, whatever it is, we feel close to you. There's no rules anymore. Listen to these words. We're going to say it in Marv in just 10 minutes. Ha'osa lanu nisim u'nakama b'faro. So there's the nakama. The people were suffering. But the main thing is the miracles for us. Oso sumofsim ba'admas b'necham. All the miracles that happen. Ha'makebi ever so ko b'chari mitzrayim. He did kill them. But the main thing is, v'yotze as amo Yisrael mitocham l'cheru salam. Hashem saved us. Ha'ma'avir banav. Ben Gizrei Amsuf. We are children at that time. Banav could have said Amo. We already mentioned Amo before. We went from Amo to Banav during Kriyas Yamsuf. Vira'u, Vanav Gevuraso. Shibchu v'hodu l'shmo. And for that reason, Moshe v'nei Yisrael l'cha'anu Shira v'simcha rabba. It's not just a matter of Hallel. A formalized Eved in front of a master. It's Banav. It's this loving connection. The father who says, I'll do whatever it takes to get you out. I'll knock aside the laws of nature. The regular laws of up and down and gravity and times of day and how water is supposed to stand. Hashem says, that's all out of the way. Let's get you out of there, son. Milchat Hashem, and we say, this obligation happening to me right now makes me want to just go hug you. I'm not going to stop and stand up and ask permission. I'm just going to just automatically feel that obligation. So whereas the end of Pesach has a little bit of an aspect of, yes, we're going to sing Shira. Shira Sayam is our opportunity to relive Kriyas Yamsuf. Hallel at the end of Pesach is kind of not emphasized. By contrast, Hallel at the beginning, as we really experience the story, we have a special kind of Hallel, which we call Shira. These are our takeaways for tonight. Number one, two obligations, aspects of Hallel, celebrating a Moed and commemorating a miracle. Number two, Pesach has both, as it is both a holiday and a commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf. The full Hallel, we don't say at the end of Pesach, because it's lacking both aspects. It's not a separate Mechayev of Simcha, not a separate Regel, as the Karbonos indicate. And the miracle is dampened because it involved deaths of our enemies. But Hallel has those limitations. Shira, the B'nai Yisrael sung at that time, the actual participants focused on Hallel B'Shas HaNeis, that is allowed to be sung even on Shvi Shal Pesach. And therefore, when we remember the miracle, remember with our minds, we say half Hallel. But when we sing Shira Sayam and live through it, we're allowed to sing Shira on Shvi Shal Pesach too. And Hallel on the Seder night actually isn't really Hallel. As Rav Haigon said 1,000 years ago, it's actually an expression of Shira. We are reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim now. The amazing idea of the Emek Bracha and the positioning of this Hallel, which really is Shira, at the Bechol Dor V'Dor Lefichach, because it happening to us right now. It just happened to us. Now we're free. Lefichach Anachu Chayavim. We are obligated because we just experienced it, not to recite Hallel, not to recite the same old Shira of old, but to recite Shira Chadasha. Now for the first time since last year, we are re-experiencing it and we are singing the song in the moment. And as my Rabbi Rav Reich pointed out, the Shira is informal. It's loving. It's bursting out with song of a loving child who says to the parent, I appreciate all that you do for me, and this is the connection I want to have. So all the different Hallels that we have, the different forms that Hallel takes throughout Pesach, it all begins with Hallel and Shul, fine. But the main Hallel of the night, the main Hallel of the Chag, is that Hallel B'Shas HaNeis that we say as we not just recite Hallel at the Seder, as we actually experience Geulas Mitzrayim and Geulas from all the tzaros that we're going through. Kodesh Baruch Hu should save us from all the tzaros that we're experiencing right now in our Yisrael around the world to experience true Geula, v'normal lefanav shira chadasha, Hallelukah.